Well, welcome to another episode of WA This Week. You know, last week we saw the hypocrisy of the Labor Party's attitude towards COVID restrictions on full display. Many of you would know that on the 3rd of March, level 2 COVID restrictions were introduced into the state. Amongst the many restrictions introduced was that only parents or carers are allowed to attend a child's sports match. Now, that means that if it's your nephew or niece, if it's a friend of the family, you're not allowed to go and watch that sports game. And yet, what did we see when the Prime Ministerial aspirant Anthony Albanese and the Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson got together for a photo op? We saw both of them out there with a group of school children, Albanese kicking a football to children and interacting with the children. Now, where's the balance in this? Is it appropriate that third parties should be able to go and watch children at those football games, family, friends, as I said, and the like? Or is it not? If it's not, why is it appropriate for Anthony Albanese and the Health Minister? I mean, this is not some backbencher. This is the Health Minister. For them to go and play a game of football with a group of students. Why? Because they wanted a photo op to try and improve the popularity of someone who, can I say, most people wouldn't know if they saw him walking down the street. But that's why they did it. So the rules apply to you. You're not allowed to go and see your nephew, your niece, your family friend play sport, or your son or daughter's friend play sport. However, if you're Anthony Albanese and the Health Minister, you're perfectly at liberty to go out there and play games with the children. You know, it can't be one rule for one and another rule for another. It can't be that if you're a Labor Party minister or a federal Labor Party person visiting the state, that you don't have to follow the rules, but everyone else does. Now, you know, they hid behind the guise that this was a press conference. It clearly wasn't just a press conference. And as I say, complete hypocrisy on the part of the Labor Party and the Health Minister. I'll be fascinated to hear in Parliament how the Health Minister explains her actions in this matter. It's what we've seen time and again. We saw it with the Attorney General attending a funeral in Broome, where he didn't wear a mask when he's the senior law officer in the state and everyone else has to wear a mask. And we see it again here in this incident. Really disgraceful hypocrisy by those two members of the Labor Party. This last week also, we've seen the Premier, Mark McGowan, in court over the issues and disputes, defamation issues with Clive Palmer. I mean, one part of that, you know, Clive Palmer has sued the Premier for defamation, but the Premier's using your taxpayers' money to countersue Clive Palmer. How is that appropriate? If the Premier wants to do that, then he can use his own money. But he's using your money, the taxpayers' money of Western Australia. So while we've got 1,000 homeless people on the streets in Perth because there's nowhere for them to stay, we've got the Premier wasting your money on a vanity exercise. Now, we don't have any issue with the Premier defending the defamation case by Clive Palmer at all. But it was interesting to hear the evidence, and I'd encourage you to go and have a look at the transcripts of that case and just hear some of the evidence. For example, one of the pieces of evidence that the Premier was happy to say over there, but not in front of the people of Western Australia, was that his so-called gold standard transparency apparently only applies some of the time. Well, we all know that because that's what we've seen. We've seen the most secretive government, I think, in the history of Western Australia. So quite clearly they haven't been practising it. But in court, Mark McGowan made it clear that, well, you only have to be transparent some of the time. How can you have a standard if you only apply it some of the time? Either a standard or it's not. A bit like COVID restrictions, isn't it? You either apply them or you don't. But it appears that it's optional for the Premier as to when he's being open with the people of Western Australia. The other issue that has caused me a great deal of concern, and I know from communication to my office, a great deal of concern, are the government's restrictions that they're applying to the Anzac Day dawn services coming up in a few weeks' time. Now, you'd know and you would have heard, when it comes to the AFL football features or football games that are coming up, there's going to be a cap of 30,000 people at Optus Stadium. That means that 30,000 people, they can travel there by train together, they'll be at the football together, they can go down to the cafeteria and get their pies and pasties and get their beers and stand around consuming those in groups. But when it comes to the dawn service in Kings Park, which I think for many people is the most significant and certainly solemn public event that people attend all year, and I might say community events as well, when it comes to those, the service in Kings Park is capped to 500 people. 500 people. So we have Kings Park, an open air environment. We can only have 500 people, but Optus Stadium, which is a closed venue, we can have 30,000 people there. Now again, where's the medical advice behind this? Where's the medical advice that says you can have 30,000 people at Optus Stadium, but you can only have 500 people at Kings Park? I mean, frankly, I've said it before, I think this is an insult to veterans and an insult to the members of the public in Western Australia. Now, we've heard the government use the excuse, they've said, veterans are more vulnerable in terms of the potential health impacts of COVID. And I think that's, it's not unfair to say that older people are more likely to be affected by Omicron. But equally, that is also the cohort in the community that is the most vaccinated in the community, where, you know, more than 95% of people in that older cohort are now triple vaccinated. So we've got very high levels of vaccination, very high levels of protection. But I'll put it to you another way. So it's not okay for a veteran to attend a service in Kings Park, but it's okay for that same veteran to attend Optus Stadium to watch a football match where there are 30,000 people. Now, I'm just going to be fascinated to see the convoluted medical advice that comes out to justify that particular decision. I think it's what we see again. We've said all along with these restrictions, we accept that there have to be some restrictions to properly manage the spread of COVID or to prevent too rapid a spread of COVID in our community. But what we see constantly with these rules is they're made up on the run with no thought behind them. They're completely idiosyncratic, and that is, they're just individual. They're just thought bubbles, it seems, that come into the Premier's head. Now, as I said, I'll be fascinated to see the medical evidence, but I think this is profoundly wrong. We should have the same rules applied to the dawn service that are applied to a football match. And there is no practical reason why we shouldn't be able to have a large turnout of people in Kings Park. I've also heard that in some other areas and communities, they're actually cancelling their dawn service because of the restrictions on numbers. I think that's terrible. I mean, we've had Anzac Day cancelled 2 years in a row. You know, you've got to ask what's going on here. Why is the Anzac Dawn service being singled out, but a football match can go ahead with 30,000 people? You know, I really think that it's time for a lot more thought to go into these restrictions. And you just get the sense that, you know, the Premier comes out with these rules because it's posturing, because he wants to be constantly in the media being strong against COVID. Well, you know, if you're going to do that, then apply the rules consistently, but don't make stuff up as you go along and then try and justify it afterwards. Look, thank you very much for listening to WA This Week. As always, please give us your feedback. You know, if you think it's worthwhile, share it with your friends and colleagues. We're getting a nice growing audience for this, and I'm always grateful for the feedback that people provide, in terms of the podcast, or if they think there's a topic you'd like us to cover, then let us know. You can hear this as a podcast on iTunes, Spotify or Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. And of course, the video is available on Facebook. Just look at it under Dr. David Honey, and you'll find it. Otherwise, I hope you all have a good week.